जी दंडवत प्रणाम भी कर सकते हैं और अभियान से और लोग
Is there anybody else who would like to introduce themselves?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. This is Gary in Montana.
Hare Krishna, Gary Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Gurudev. Welcome to the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Okay, let's move on to the next part of our session, which is class on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. And before we do that, I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's quote for today. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. With your permission, can I please read Srila Prabhupada's quote for today? So today's quote is, a devotee always accepts his distress as minimized by God's mercy, although he would have to suffer many more times the suffering. Anyone who accepts this philosophy of God's mercy in suffering conditions and still makes progress in Krishna consciousness, it is said that he is sure to go back home, back to Godhead. This was said by His Divine Grace in his letter to Gurudas on February 13, 1968. So now we have our class on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by His Grace Radha Pramod Das. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, welcome to the call. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for giving your valuable time and association today. Eagerly waiting to hear from you, Prabhuji. And today, Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on 16th chapter, which is Glories of Srila Haridas Thakur, from texts 189 to 197. Prabhuji, it's all yours. Please take over, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. I'm very grateful for this opportunity. I'm very happy to be with all of you. With all your blessings, I like to start. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Pumagnana Timirandasya, Jnananjana Shalakaya, Chakshurunmeditam Jena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Nama Om Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamni Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarini Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gauravakunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas, that I'll be able to speak something relevant for this topic. So this is a very nice sections. Some sections of the Shastras are very hope-giving. This is one of such sections, which is hope-giving sections, where we see this pastime of Haridas Thakur. He is in one way delivering a snake. We'll read the text in translation after, because there is no much purport except for 2-3. We'll try to read all of them and then in the end we will try to discuss. Ye matat Vishna kata mangala kitane takite adbhuta ati hailaye seikshane. As soon as they began to perform kirtan, a wonderful incident took place. Haridasa chadi bine suni na vachane mahanaga chadi lena sthane yehi kshane. Hearing that Haridas Thakur was preparing to leave the cave, the large snake immediately left. Grita haite uti sarpa sandhara praveshe sabe dekhi na cheli na anya ayana deshe. It was early evening. As everyone there saw, the snake leave the cave. The phrase Sandhyara Praveshe means in the evening or as night approach. Paramadbhuta Sarpa Mahabhayankara Pita Neela Shuklavarna Paramasundara. The large wonderful snake looked most fearful, yet it was also very beautiful, being colored yellow, blue and white. Mahamani jvalli teche mastakau pare deki bhaya vipragana Krishna Krishna smare. As the Brahmana saw the brilliant jewel adorn its head, they fearfully remembered Krishna. Sarpase chai agila jvala nahiyara vipragana haile santoshapara. After the snake left that place, the Brahmanas were overjoyed to find that the burning sensation was gone. Deki Haridasar Thakurera Mahashakti Vipraganera Janmila Vishesha Tantra Bhakti. They all appreciated Haridas Thakur's marvelous potency and developed great devotion for him. Commentary. Seeing the departure of the great snake by the influence of Haridas Thakur's opulence and magnanimity, even many atheistic non-devotee Brahmanas who were attached to yogic perfection developed special respect for him. The seminal Brahmanas who were obliged to enjoy the fruits of their karma and eligible for emerged punishment thought, due to one's previous misdeeds, a living entity takes birth in a family lower than that of Brahmanas. Similarly, due to his previous misdeeds, questionable, Haridas Thakur has taken birth in a Muslim family. Therefore, he is certainly inferior to the pious mundane Brahmanas. But now, seeing his easily achieved mystic opulence, pushed stands before Haridas with folded hands awaiting his instructions, they accepted him as the best of the Brahmanas. Haridas Thakurera Kona Prabhava Yandra Vakya Matre Sthana Chadile Naga. It is not very glorious that a snake left its cave simply on the request of Haridas Thakur. Commentary. Only persons who are envious of others, who are attached to sense gratification, who are averse to hurry, and who cause anxiety to other living entities are bitten by snakes. But what to speak of causing anxiety, envy or fear? A Mahabhagavata Vaishnava like Haridas Thakur has such great influence that even the most envious, fierce, poisonous snake humbly carry out his orders. This is the last sloka for today. Yandra drishti matra chade avidya bandana krishnana lagna haridasera vachana. Simply by his glance, one's bondage born of nuisance is destroyed. Even Lord Krishna does not transgress the words of Haridas. Only one who is blessed by Haridas Thakur is able to constantly chant the names of Hari and take shelter of the pure holy names without committing offenses. And thus, his contamination of ignorance, which is the root of material enjoyment, is totally uprooted. As a result of serving Haridas Thakur and receiving his mercy, the Supreme Lord becomes obliged. So, I was here, there are a few topics, but I thought of, I'll touch on one topic, because here, purports are, we can also, discuss many things on the purports, but I thought I will just share a few things. I will touch on one important aspect. What happened here? These are the hope giving avastali. What is a hope means? even an envious creature can be delivered. And there is a change in the heart of such an envious creature if they come in contact with a saintly person. That is actually hope for us, that there will be change in my heart if I come in contact with the saintly people, Vaishnavas. Like we see the dog of Shivanand Sain or the puppy dog which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took to his home when he was very small and he was Nimai. Both got delivered. That means even a dog is delivered means we definitely have hope. We can also be delivered, or we can also, there will be change in our heart also. Now we will try to discuss on this aspect. What is the change that is happening here? How does this change happens in the heart when they come in contact with the saintly people? Now we say the saintly people are dear to ruffians and devotees, everyone. Dhira, dhira, janapriyo, priya karo, nirmatsaro pujito. This is Srinivas Acharya. He sings about the Shad Goswamis. They are dearer to ruffians and devotees also. But sometimes there are ruffians who don't like devotees, like even Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 marketplaces. Not that it happens, even though that is a different aspect, will not touch that part. But I will tell what exactly happens when we come into the association of devotees, what is their scientific process. Because we are educated in a logical educational system, so we need to understand things logically. I'll try to explain some logic in that. Also, we will try to discuss what exactly it means, Sadhu. So here, we heard many glories that Bhagavatam and other related. This is the association of Sadhu with people. Here the definition of Sadhu, what we are discussing is one who has dedicated his life to Krishna. That is Sadhu. And this, they are glorified because as the most powerful agent, he can transform. By their association, that is the most powerful thing that can transform. So we'll try to understand what does it means to transform the heart a little later. But some aspects I'll tell. The main aspect I'll discuss in the last part. Now, Chaitanya Charitamrita also, here also it is emphasizing. So many pastimes are there like this. It is emphasizing that sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva shastra hoi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. So all perfections can be achieved. What does that mean, all perfection? All perfection means we'll attain spiritual world. That is actually what is all perfection. When we contact him with a sadhu, what happens is, the most important thing that happens is the faith appears. Because before the faith, there are two more steps according to Vishwanatha Chakravarti. What is Satam Krupa Mahat Seva? Then only we will be able to get Shraddha. Shushrushru Shraddha Dhanasya Vasudeva Gataruchi Shan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatitna. For this, Vishwanatha Chakravarti is telling that first, a sadhu should feel good about us, satam krupa, then we get mahat seva. Or this example we hear many times, like Giriraj Maharaj, when he was a boy, I think some gray or some name here, and they are very rich and opulent family, and he was little interested in some spirituality and all. He used to meet some gurus. And above his bed, he wrote, "I am God." And every day he used to see that. So that generally they write, "I am God," and they see, because God should not forget that he is God. It is embarrassing. So they write it and always try to read that, "I am God, I am God. Tattvamasi," or whatever. Now he also wrote on his bed, and then he came to know that Prabhupada is coming. So he comes to attend for the first time. And Prabhupada gives a talk, and after that, Prabhupada asks any questions. Immediately, he raises the hand and he asks Prabhupada, "Swamiji, how do we know who is a bona fide spiritual master?" And immediately Prabhupada answers, it depends. If you want to become God or you want to serve God. So that was answered. And immediately Viraj Maharaj understood that Prabhupada able to see what is in my heart, because he immediately remembered, I wrote on my in front of my bed, I am God. And then Prabhupada left and he came in touch with more seriously with devotees, and he joined ashram. After 1 year, again Prabhupada comes. And again Prabhupada gives class, and again he raises the hand. And Prabhupada said, yes, I recognize you. Last time when I came, you asked me how to know who is a bona fide guru. That time, I thought in my mind that he's such a nice boy. He should become a devotee. So I prayed to Krishna, and that's why you are a devotee here. Now, this is called Satam Kripa. Once a devotee feels for us, or we unknowingly do something, what happens then, that also I will tell. But this is first part. So now all perfections means it's not something external miracles. Sometimes people, they feel, they go to some saints and all, they want to see some miracles. But it is not actually something miracle. The real miracle when we come in the association of sadhu is that the faith appears in our heart. That is actually what is needed. Nothing in this material world can take us out of this world. Only that pure devotional shraddha, when we come in contact with the devotee, that is the only way we can get out of this world. Otherwise, there is no. Oh, the whole world is somehow trying to destroy our faith on God. Actually, this world is created only to hide God, not to show God. If God is there, then we cannot enjoy the way we are doing. Because we are not able to see Him, that's why we are able to enjoy. Like if you see the firefly. Firefly in the night, they shine so much. In daytime also they shine. But only we cannot see. Why? Because sun is there. Similarly, we can show our greatness in front of all the people in the world because Lord is not there. If you see Olympic records, somebody can lift 250 kgs, 280, 290 kgs, and they get the Olympic gold medal. But Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill. Nobody will get any gold medal only. Same thing in any athletics or any gold medal, any heroism, any dancing. Krishna can dance on Kalia, 100 to 1000 volts without slipping, and he can play the flute. Krishna is perfect in all sense. So if he is there, we cannot enjoy. And another thing is, if he is there, we will not feel freedom also. Like if some Indians, they know this. We have, when parents are there at home, especially when we are small and we are at schools and our time. And if parents, they say we have to go for a function for 1-2 days or few hours. They say, stay at home, we'll go, you do your homeworks and all. And now we feel so happy at heart that parents are going for. Because why? We get some freedom, and TV and remote are in our hand. We can do whatever we want. Similarly, Lord is telling, okay, you want to enjoy? Okay, I'll not show you. So now you can happily enjoy. So this world is created in such a way to hide God, not to show Him. And then everything is created in such a way to destroy the faith only. So the material world is a place where people who disbelieve in God, they are all gathered here. And all the time, we come in contact with such people only. They are so much busy in enjoying. But one moment we come in contact with the pure devotee, immediately the faith arises. The faith comes. So now, deepening in the process of living. Now what happens, this is a very scientific one point, and another thing also. What happens is, when we come in contact with a devotee, we all have our desires. These desires are at the level of vasanas. It has a certain particular wave. Means the we all, everything is wave function. It's also a sound going on inside. We have. So now when we come to him, suddenly we get tuned with that vibration. As soon as you go near a Guru Vaishnava, he has such a great desire to please Krishna self. When you come near him, immediately that vibration stuck. And then for some time we feel, why I should not serve Krishna? So that desire appears because he has such an intense desire. Just one moment, finish. And this Ramachandra Kaviraj, he gets married. And Srinivas Thakur was going in his, he was going by the way, he was sitting and giving class, Ramachandra Kaviraj's marriage procession was going on. And he speaks a little loudly. This fellow, he just ruined his life. And he went home with marriage. Whole night he could not sleep only. He said, why did he say that? I spoiled all my life. Why did he say? So next day morning he comes. What did you say? Why did you say this? Then Srinivas Thakur makes him and sits and gives nice class. And that's all. He became such a great Ramachandra Kaviraj. Just a fraction of one word came. So that actually is the association of sarva. Satam prasango mama virya sambhito bhavanti hitkarna rasayana tata tajoshana dasa apavarga vatmani shraddha ratir bhakti ranukramishyati. So Srimad Bhagavatam says that emphasis that all that we want in life will come as a result of opening our heart to a sadhu. When we go near him, the vibration stuck. We get a desire, maybe like materially also, somebody so much, you go and somebody, some Mataji is so much into dress. Oh, this dress is like this, this shop, these dresses are nice, this sari, this dress, this. And you hear for 1 hour, you may also start thinking, maybe I should also purchase something like this. So this is actually what happens. We get affected by that association. So that's, and anyway, but this, the lava matra is, why it is very important, I'll come. Why that one moment, why that shraddha of serving Krishna, why it is something very special, we'll try to discuss. And, hope you are all able to understand what I'm telling. If anybody has anything, they can let me know in between. They can stop me. Okay. because in online, you cannot see anybody. So you don't know what is happening other side. So sometimes we have to ask questions and check whether things are okay from other side. If audience are there in the front, it is easy. And in this type of settings, you cannot know only. So now I will tell what exactly, why it is important, that shraddha, that one drop of faith, why it is so important, and with few stories, not to bore with so much philosophy, I'll tell some stories also. So now I'll just try to understand the pain of my heart, what I want to tell. So Srimad Bhagavatam emphasizes this. Now, the most important point is, it's not just some physically close to each other. Sada means here that we have to bring our heart into the contact with the sadhu. And why Krishna lives in the heart of sadhu? Here, the Paramatma in the heart of the snake was told by the snake, you go. Because it is not a question of language. Now, you cannot speak in the language of snake. What language is the snake's language? How can you speak? Who should speak? Paramatma can speak. Paramatma, Krishna in the heart of Haridas Thakur spoke to Paramatma in the heart of snake and said, now you can go, no problem. Like that. So, the Krishna lives in the heart of sadhu. And, very important, this is the only way to get in touch with Krishna in this world. In this world where we can get Krishna, if you want to touch Krishna, in the heart of it. Because Krishna lives there. And when we then if we make our touch in contact with Sadhu, we are in direct touch with Krishna. Now, what happens with this? That our spiritual life will become, will deepen with every moment of association with the Sadhu. Now, even non-believers and everything, they also change. Now, sometimes there are so many instances how people just by seeing book distributors, they just saw the distributor, this Harinam Sankirtan, just changed. One devotee in Russia, somebody went to his village, very remote village, and he gave Prabhupada book, one book, and then he turned behind and there was a photo of Prabhupada. As soon as he saw photo of Prabhupada, he offered obeisances. He said, I cannot believe that such person can exist, ever existed. Just by seeing him only his heart changed. Can you imagine? Of course, that person must be a very pure soul, that's why he got immediately affected. Because when we listen or see or hear, it immediately transforms the heart. One time Prabhupada was going in Harinam, and generally what happens is, no, living entity, they live in denial. No, everything is fine, everything is fine. Prabhupada was in Harinam in Rathyatra, and he looked at one lady, middle-aged lady, and Prabhupada just communicated with eyes. Prabhupada looked at and he was looking in such a way, saying that, no, you are living wrong. And she is telling, no, no, I am right, I am right. And Prabhupada said, no, you are wrong. And it just happened with eyes, and immediately tears started coming from her eyes. Eventually she began. Prabhupada just spoke with eyes. His compassion, they understood, no, I am living wrong. And immediately tears started. Because people don't know purpose of life only. They just waste their life or not, without knowing anything. When a documentary was taken, they were asking interview, what is the purpose of life or not? One woman started crying. She said, actually, nobody told me what is the purpose of life. I got married, I had children, I got divorced. Everything has happened in my life, but nobody told me till now what is the purpose of life. And she was crying. How much fortunate we are, Prabhupada's association. At least we know what is there in life, what should we do. First I told that Sadhu Sangha means that vibrations, we develop that desire, the Shraddha comes. Now, it is not generally what happens, no? Spirituality people take it as, it's very superficial. Okay, somebody has to. Yeah, yes, Gangara Parasai Pashyate. Like, spirituality, people come, this is very important, but trying to understand, it is not superficial religiosity. People come, perform rituals, and they hear, but it does not go deeper. But why it does not happen? Today morning we were discussing. We have unconscious incompetence, and then conscious incompetence, conscious competence, and unconscious competence. There are four levels. Unconscious incompetence means you don't know that you know, you don't know only. First, you don't know, but you are not knowing that you don't know that. Example is, say, somebody is nicely playing mridanga. You saw it. You said, "Arey, mridanga, I can also play." You don't know, but you are not conscious also that you don't know. That is a case. Not mridanga, maybe say harmonium. Not harmonium, or guitar, or whatever. Can take an example. I'm not saying it's you, but in general. And then when he takes the mridanga or violin or something and he starts playing this violin, immediately he soon understands that actually I don't know it. So he became consciously incompetent. Incompetent only, but he's conscious that I don't know. Then he practices 1-2 years or few months or whatever. Then he became competent and he is also conscious, very consciously playing, is this tune, this is very competent. And then afterwards, sometime what happens, We are unconscious but competent. This is actually the problem. Why the progress in our bhakti becomes slow is because we are competent but unconscious. Like, I know how to play mridanga, I know how to do aarti, I know how to sing, I know how to give classes, but you need not be conscious about it. You are doing aartis 4, 2, 3, 7, you know where to put at everything. We can dress the deities, we know how to tie the pagdi, you know, put all the jewelry, finish 45 minutes, 1 hour. Do bhoga, you put a tulsi, you know how to put mantras, yantras, mudras, you know, chant the mantra. But what happens? We come to a zone of unconscious competence. This is the problem. Why I'm telling you, this is very much connected to the heart also. And that's why I'm coming to this. This is all change in the heart. Why the change in heart does not take place when you come to bhakti? What does this change mean? So I'm coming to that part. Now, but what happens is, when we start doing consciously, this is very important. Sadhana has two aspects. One is, it should be abhyasa and vairagya. Abhyasa means practice, vairagya means detachment. So you want to achieve something, we need to have some detachment. Say, I want to do yoga. So what is the detachment you need? We need to detach little bit of our morning sleep. You will get up early, do yoga. And now I want to improve my health. For that, we need some detachment. Detachment for what? You should eat healthy food, regulated, and the quantity should be regulated, timing should be regulated, and the item should be regulated. So we need to have some detachment to have good health. Similarly, if you have exams or career, you need to be detached from some entertainment, something, so that, so this is, and then this is called vairagya. And then there is abhyasa. Abhyasa has three aspects. One is dirgha kala. It should be for a long time you have to do. You have to do it for a long, long time. Then you will get. This is dirgha kala. And then the next one is nirantara. Nirantara means, like, okay, you did for 2, 3, 4 years, 10 years, we are nicely chanting. So many times. But it should be every day also. Not that 3, 4 days you are doing and 2 days you are giving a break. Again, 1 week you do, 1 day break. No. It should be dirgha kala, nirantara, continuous. But then there is one more important thing apart from nirantara, which is actually makes a change. That is called satkara. It's actually reverential attitude. This is actually most important part, because generally our tendency is we go in autopilot mode. I'm telling for myself. this happens to me, because where we go in autopilot mode, the reason is we want to be in a comfort zone. We, especially in Kali Yuga, people are lazy. Laziness is what is stopping us from making a difference. This laziness is the greatest enemy in spiritual life. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya pradata. This laziness, what it does, it stops us from becoming conscious. I know na arti I am doing. I know whether Krishna likes this item which I am offering. I am putting all my attention, even cooking I am doing. Will Krishna like this item? Anyway, I know it, I'll do it. But Krishna will like it. And we may do chappan bhog, but if you don't put conscious, Krishna is searching in all the chappan bhog, where this fellow's heart is there in this, where he has put his consciousness, which item. So Krishna is eager, because he don't know item anyway. The items which you make will not match for anything. Nobody offers this item in spiritual with all this organic or whatever inorganic chemical food and all. But what Krishna looks there is consciousness. Very important point is, what touches Krishna is only spiritual aspect. Nothing material touches. The item don't touch Krishna. The consciousness, the devotion that we put in that item, what touches Krishna. When it touches Krishna, it will change your heart also. That's why we need to be conscious. Then there will be change. Now, what does that change means? Presently, heart is very small. That what happens because of this, there will be, if our heart is not very big, it is very small, if it is very superficial, then there will be so many storms periodically. There will be storm in the glass of water and the small things. And no, somebody looked at us in a wrong way. Immediately there will be a storm in our heart. And somebody did not look. Some Mataji came and some Prabhuji came in the temple and he just neglected. Another storm. Somebody said some wrong word to us. It will not be a storm because you are in America, it's a tornado will come. How can you say this to me? Why? Because heart is small. Small heart means easy turbulence. There's easily unbalanced. And shallow heart is the cause of all problems. How to make it big heart? That is the... So, now when we touch the bottomless heart of a sadhu, his heart does not have bottom because it's in a spiritual level. What happens is because the heart, Supreme Lord is there, who is infinite. Then, this is what Krishna is explaining. Like, you know, so many rivers are flowing into the ocean, but at the deep oceans, it's always calm, achala, motionless. That actually gives us happiness, that change. So something very deep and the depth is possessed, then there is happiness. Right? Now, another important thing. So we have to give up this mechanical way of doing, then we'll make progress. Now we'll come to the important aspect of our discussion. Of course, 2 points. And generally, through some people don't people feel the meaning, there is some meaning in my life. So now perfection means that we find ourselves in spiritual world. That is love. That is the sarva siddhi hoy. That is actually what we discuss. The greatest perfection. Now change of heart comes as a natural consequence of our proper performance of devotional service. Now I'll come this aspect. Please try to understand. I will not bore you much. This process of evolution I'm explaining because this is very important for us to know. This will help us because this will help us to grow nicely. Know where we are doing, what mistakes we are doing, everything we'll understand nicely. And this is very simple also. You'll learn very, very technical. See, the process of evolution from the lower species to the human life, why we need to know, then you'll understand what this means, that heart of change in the heart. See, there is an evolution process. What is the highest evolution is? The change of heart is the highest evolution. Because when the change of heart happens, you are in the spiritual world. Clear? Now the process of evolution in lower species is, it is automatic process. It happens in an automatic process and the what is the evolution is? The broadening the sphere of control. The living entity, they broaden the sphere of their control. That's all. Slowly, slowly they evolve. Like a mosquito will become a fly in next life. It has a little more area of enjoyment and more area of experience. And it happens naturally. They need not make any endeavor. A mosquito need not meditate on a fly to become a fly. The process takes place. Jalajanava lakshana, sthavara lakshana, tekramaya rudra. So all this Pakshinaha and all this, it naturally happens. Now, but when it comes to the stage of human development, the mechanism changes. This is very important. Now, when the soul reaches, the essence of evolutionary process is to widen the scope of power and influence and everything. Now, when it comes to human, there is some changes in this, because what humans can do, they can change their environment also, not themselves. Animals cannot change their environment. Whatever environment they are there only. We can change environment. This is one important thing. And we can change, because of which we can change so much within us, which animals cannot do. Animals, a dog will remain whole life dog. It cannot change. But we are given a facility to change. We have an animal tendency. We can get demigod tendency. We can get a tendency of a person in spiritual world. This facility is not there. Of course, there are some special features that are given, especially we have fingers, we have brain, and we have speech. These are the three speciality of humans which are not there in refined speech, we have brain, and we have fingers, which are very special. I'm not taking on this subject, but I am talking on evolution, on this process, how this is also actually connected to evolution only, but will not take. I think we still have time. And now, only human beings are changing in a very drastic way. And every other species are more or less adjusting to environment. Now, because there is some inertia, some kind of process going on. Now, what Prabhupada says, that the very essence of human evolution is to surrender to the higher force. So, the animal evolution, which is still going on in human species also, even though we are a human body, but there is some animal tendencies. And we widen the scope of our control. But ultimately, one has to come to a level to understand, okay, I have to surrender to Lord. So I will see how it happens. Like the whole process of spiritual culture is aimed at changing the heart of a living candidate. So instead of widening the scope of control, what we should do? We should try to realize ourselves. Now, I'll make it fast. First, what happens is, when you are at human level, first you start worshipping the nature, that is Durga. Second, there is a worship of God. That means they are worshipping sun god, the Sauryas. They are worshipping the energies. Then Ganapatyas. What they do? They worship the representative of consciousness. Then there are Shaivites, who worship the source of consciousness. Then comes Vaishnavas, which is considered the highest mature stage of evolution, who are Vaishnavas. Because they are able to see everything in the world that is connected to the Lord. Now, the real change takes place that time. Now, this is evolution. And what happens when, what should really happen? The highest peak when we come. Now, this is not an automatic process that we have discussed. There are three things that should happen when there is a change in heart. First thing happens, try to remember this. I'll ask questions. First thing is, there should be change in thoughts. I'll explain what are these. Then second is, change in emotions. Third thing is, change in desires. So remember, first is thoughts, then emotions, then desires. When there is three things, then we can say there is change in heart. Now, what is change in thoughts? This is vritti. Vritti means our thought process. And like, this is the only thing we can change in people. Any change, if we want to do, is only thought process. Why there are so many problems in relationship is basically we try to change at a level of desires of the person, which is not at all possible. If we are able to accept the people as they are, This is a big topic, I'll not go. Then we'll not work in changing the people. We'll only help them change the way they are thinking. Little bit. Then you will not have any anxiety, no stress in life. Stress is when you want to change somebody. Then only we have stress. But if you are able to accept the person as they are, you will not have any stress in your life. You are very peaceful. That person will also be very peaceful with you. He will be very happy. This fellow is not trying to change. See, this is not possible only. Because to change means that person should have so much trust. So only thing we can work on changing is the thoughts. Then comes in the thoughts means, say, okay, thoughts and emotions. These are the only two places where we can have some changes. Desires are the most difficult to change. Don't try to change this. It's not so easy. Slowly, slowly it will happen. Whereas it will take time to get the desires out. We even don't know what type of desires we have because it's a level of vasanas, which is more subtle. I'll explain with one story at last. I'll tell one story. One time, one person, an enthusiastic person, he joined Buddha, met with him and he got so much inspired. And then he preached, he stayed for 6 months and he gave everything to Buddha and surrendered and learned from him. And after that, he one day went and offered obeisance to Buddha and said, okay, my dear Lord, I want to go to my village and I want to preach. Buddha said, really? He said, yes. And what do you want? Where you are going? Where you preach? He said, okay, I am going to Hyderabad, where I am staying. So, oh, Hyderabad. Buddha says, he told different place. I am telling my place. Because I don't want to criticize any other. He said, are people there? They're so bad. They will, when you start preaching them, they'll start scolding you, abusing you. Then what you'll think that time? What you'll say? Then say, oh, such nice people. They're only scolding and abusing. They never beat. So such nice people, I'll not mind. I'll preach. Then say, but sometime they beat also. I heard many times they beat. What do you think? I'll think, oh, such nice people, they're only beating. They're not taking some weapons and cutting my body. No. If they become little sunky, then they may cut you, your hands and legs with some weapons. What do you think that time? Oh, such nice people, they're only cutting hands and legs. They're not killing me, na? They're nice people, I'll go and preach. Then Buddha said, are you don't know? They sometimes kill also. And what do you think? Oh, such nice people, they are helping me get rid of this body. I'll go to spiritual world. Now, Buddha said, yes, now you are fit to go. What happened here, you understand? See, there was a change in his feelings. Tattenu kampa susameekshamano bunjan evatma tatam pakam hidva tvapurbhir vidatam namaste jive tayo mukti pade sadaya bhakti. If there is a change in our thoughts, this is what actually Kunti Maharani is also trying to explain when she is in Vipada Santata Saswatatata, give me some problem. It is actually not she is asking. She is telling, this is the trust I have in you, my Lord. That is the trust she is having on the Lord. My dear Lord, no matter whatever you are giving, this we are discussing. See, bhakti means this is what very important, all of you, if all the class, this is the most important thing to do. Forget anything, just remember this. 4 or 5 lines which I am going to tell. See, bhakti is a labor of constantly feeling the presence of God in our life. It is a labor of gratitude when we actually tune our minds to the fact that everything is happening not by chance, but everything is happening for a reason. All the people I met are sent by Krishna only. Good or bad, very important. Even those unpleasant, they are also sent by Krishna to teach us something. This is truly a path on which I can learn every day and realize God, His presence in my life. So we need to cultivate this gratitude and the sense of being protected by God. I am telling because I want to do it. That's why I am repeating this again and again. any unpleasant, terrible situations, very scary, dangerous, unpleasant, painful, all are sent by Krishna. This is actually change in our feelings. And this is what is Sharanagati. Sharanagati means I will correlate my actions with God, what God wants and what God does not want. With Him I correlate, that's all. And at the same time I feel His protection. And I try to be humble and accept everything God sends me. This is actually what we understand as bhakti. Now, if thoughts means, okay, now previously I used to think wrongly and all. Now I know I should be a devotee. I need to think according to devotee. I had to think in a proper way. We should not harm anyone. We should be respectful. We should do this. We should do this. We should think in a right way. Vasudeva Kutumbakam. We should not discriminate. This thought process is one way. But the feelings and emotions, no, they are very important. There should be change in anything happens. We should know it's all Krishna is doing for me. This is called change in our emotions. This is the second part, which is a little more, a little difficult. Like, you know, the example, one story of Tukaram Maharaj. Tukaram Maharaj, he used to stay at Dehu. So there was one big Pandit was there who was very envious of him. And he was becoming so famous, even though he was not born in Brahmin family. This person is a very learned scholar. But everybody was going to the Tukaram Maharaj only. And he had some few students remaining, and they also one day go and they join. They said, we also join Tukaram. Everybody is going to. And he said, Aray, I am such a born in Brahmin family. I am so learned. I am scholarly. But everybody is going to. So he becomes so upset. And the negativity increased for him so much. It becomes so much for him. It becomes so negative. And then he could not tolerate it one day. And what happened once Tukaram Maharaj, he was all evenings, every time there is some kirtans and bhajans going on. He used to sing nicely all his sloka songs and all. So one day in the night after finishing his katha and all, he was going home. So this person, he was hiding. And as soon as he was passing that place, this Brahmin, he took a thorny bush and he bit him very brutally. And now he was completely bleeding, and now everything, whole body was bleeding. And then this fellow became tired and left him and went. And Tukaram Maharaj with great difficulty could reach home. And this Brahmin, he felt a little guilty. Said, actually, I should not have bit him so much. He's not so bad also. He's a good person. He was feeling in the heart. And when Tukaram Maharaj went home, he could also not sleep all night. He was thinking, maybe I might have done really very bad to him. It made him so upset that he bit me like this. Maybe I did really wrong to him. I should go, I should ask him forgiveness, ask what mistake I did, and I should really ask him forgiveness. And early morning, he could not even wait for the day to come. Tukaram Maharaj directly go to him and knock the door. And as soon as he opens, Tukaram Maharaj folds his hands and says, please forgive me. Maybe I really might have done something wrong to you. Please forgive me. Then that Brahmana, he gets tears in his eyes. He falls flat on the ground. He said, it's not you. It's me who should beg forgiveness. Immediately changed his heart, his feelings, because Tukaram Maharaj's association, it could touch him. So like that, we have many stories from the saintly Ramanujacharya stories. We don't have time. So, but I have a few more points to cover in philosophy. And the major reason for the failure not changing the heart is laziness. So laziness is manifest in us as a desire to rely on the automatic process. We say, give me the formula. 16 rounds, 1 hour Bhagavatam, okay, 1 hour reading, 1 hour hearing, I'll take prasadam, I know the formula now. And we try to put in automatic process. You just give me the formula, I'll apply, I should get the result. But bhakti is not an automatic process. See, here one more I wanted to say that if you put a flight also in automatic mode, it will crash. So, problem is the mind don't want to change. It always, this is actually the problem for the mind. And when it comes to human evolution, I was telling, this place is where we have to put effort to change the heart. This is where the problem comes, which is not so easy actually to put an effort to change there. So this is the part where human beings, that's why they are different from animals. The evolution process, the system changes when it comes to human level. You have to make an endeavor. And especially for Vishnu Bhakti, when pure devotional faith, for that we have to be more and more conscious, giving up our laziness. And there is one more story about one devotee in Bengal, he saw so many people are gathered. He went and saw and cow was dead. Then immediately, oh, Haribol, Haribol, he became so ecstatic. He said, hey, why are you so ecstatic? Cow died. He said, no, now we can take the skin of the cow and we can make mridanga and it will serve the Lord. Such a wise thing. Everyone said, yeah, very nice. Means the way he is looking, immediately is like that. Then we have the story of this milk drinking brahmachari and Ramanujacharyas with the priest of Srirangam. Like that, we have many stories. And we have the story of just Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarvasiddhi Vartema story. It is not there in any Purana, but it is there in ISKCON. Maybe it is a, many devotees say this story. That the story of Bali Maharaj's brother who goes to Yamaraj and Narada Muni says, when you go to Yamaraj, just ask 1 minute association of a sadhu. Then they go to Brahma, Shiva, and they go to Vaikunthalekur. So this is one part of this purpose. There are actually many other points, but I just thought I'll just revise. First we discussed is what happens when we come in the association of sadhu. The first thing that happens is there will be the change in the desires. Shraddha will come. So the heart, because the sadhu has this intense desires to serve Krishna, when we come, we also vibrate with the same type of resonance happens with our heart. That is the most saving grace for any living entity to get out of this material world. So material world is made in such a way to hide God, not to show Him. And then we discussed that what it stops is because we want to be in autopilot mode, and but the change of heart means change in thoughts, feelings and desires. Desires is why very difficult. I'll just end with this one point. I forgot to tell this point. That when Dhruva Maharaj, and Lord appeared and he asked, what do you want? Oh, then Dhruva Maharaj says, no, my dear Lord, I was actually searching for pieces of glass. I got diamond. I don't need anything. Swami Tutatos me varam na yachet. Kachim vichinam abhidivyaratnam. Lord said, no, take it anyway. Because it is a desire. It will not go so easy. Lord also knows. Because if he, without giving, he goes, Dhruva Maharaj will curse him. Says, why I became so emotional? I could have asked Lord, give me. Because Lord knowing, he gave him Vaikuntha. So, means that is the point that is true. That it is not easy to give up desires. We have some desires, some subtle desires. Slowly we have to give it up. But that's why we have to work hard in that. If anybody has any questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranams, glories to Prabhupada. Very, very wonderful session, Prabhu. Very, like, literally one should meditate, especially it was for me, I think so. Okay, I have a question. When you said about evolution, and you said that how an insect will become a fly, will have more independence, more enjoyment, like so and so forth. So does this evolution happens for every jiva? Like we see this example of the pastime that we are doing it in Chaitanya Bhagavat is of the snake. The snake in the cave heard the Harinam Mahamantra from Namacharya Haridas Thakur. So still his destination will be as per the evolution process, or the soul will get a higher. I hope I'm making my question.
Yes. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's concern was when he was talking with Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have a discussion between Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expresses his concern, how will we deliver all these living entities? And Haridas Thakur says, just by loudly chanting Harinam Sankirtan, all the trees, insects, all the plants, grass, everything, by hearing, their evolution process will not be gradual. They may directly get human birth. That's actually what he is telling. Everybody will be delivered. And that's the reason Lord comes, devotees come to this material world to deliver the living entities. Otherwise, there is no hope. By even hearing, why we have to do loud Harinam Sankirtan? Not only plants, animals. Like people who are with animal consciousness, when they just hear devotees are doing dancing Kirtan, they look at them. Once they hear, that is actually freeing them. There is no other way for them. We have to go for Harinam and make them hear the holy name. All the living entities will be delivered. Yeah, they need not go through the cycle. That cycle will be cut. Clear, Madhuri?
Yes, Prabhuji, perfectly. And want to clarify two more things actually. Like for Abhyasa, you said Dirgha Kala Nirantara, and third is Satkar, right?
We have to be reverential attitude.
Reverential attitude, Shubha, towards like whatever practices we do in our devotional life, right?
Yeah, being conscious. Consciously we have to do.
Okay, thank you, Prabhu. And I don't know whether I can take, you can take one more question, Prabhu. Yeah, Prabhu. So you said about four things, right? Unconsciously incompetent. And you gave the example of an instrument that a person wants to hear, which I really understood. And then when the person starts playing, then he understands that he is not competent. So that is
consciously incompetent.
Incompetence. Then what is like, and then I understood about conscious competence. When we do reti dressing or any cooking, then we should be conscious in our the competence. Otherwise, when Krishna is not there, then what's the use? But what is the example of unconsciously competence?
Driving, Mataji. If you know driving after 1 year, 2 years of driving, then unconsciously we can drive. You can hear lecture, you know, you can put the gear. Of course, you don't have gears, we have gears, we can change, we pull indicator, everything happens. You need not be very conscious.
Like harmonium players also, you know, they don't look
everything
at the
harmonium. We can do unconsciously competent, we become after doing something, any activity. Dressing,
but that's
cooking,
not going sleep. To lead us, but that will not lead us to devotional.
No. That is the greatest danger for a devotees after some time. They don't be conscious. Now you don't make any progress, no change in heart.
So we have to be consciously competent, right?
Yeah, always be. Bhakti is always conscious. That's what evolution happens naturally. But this evolution of changing this level of consciousness to devotee consciousness, it does not happen mechanically. We have to be conscious also.
Awesome. Very, very, very wonderful, Prabhu. Hats off to you. Really, all glories to you, Prabhu. Thank you so
just
much.
Just repeating what I'm hearing.
No, definitely I could feel that this class was particularly for me because, you know, but thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much for coming on the call, for accepting our request and, you know, making the subject matter so nicely presentable. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Dhanvad pranams.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for a very, very beautiful class. So much in detail you have analyzed about the change of heart. Never thought about it in all these ways.
change in the level of thoughts, change in the level of emotions, and change in the level of desires, which is the toughest. And so we have to work on it gradually. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I think Gail Mataji, Gaurangi Mataji has a question. Can you take it, Prabhuji, please?
Yes, please.
Hi, Krishna Prabhu. Nice to see you as always.
Hope I'll satisfy you.
You always do. You always do. I have a comment / question, but just to follow up on your answer just now, I didn't understand properly. Did you say that simply hearing the holy names that will interrupt this cycle of samsara?
Living entities which are there, non-moving living entities, they'll all be delivered if devotees are chanting Harinam Kirtan.
So when you say that, all these living entities will be delivered, I mean, I guess time frame comes into my mind, like when? I mean, in other words, when you say they'll be delivered, does that mean that there will be no more chance of them falling back into these lower species of life? What do you exactly mean
delivered
by
delivered means, Mataji, here opportunity to get delivered, one we can say. Like, if they get human birth, they'll be free from that conditionings which they are in the now, and they get human birth. They'll get an opportunity to get a human body and then go progress more faster. That is also delivered. Say, a body of a dog is delivered, he is getting a human body. That means he is delivered from that body because it's a more conditioned species.
Okay. So even a tree will get human birth?
Yes.
Really?
It can, if a pure devotee chants, it need not get human birth also. It will directly go to either it can get Sahaja Mukti or Vaikuntha. Ramanujacharya, he just ate prasadam, washed his hand in the well. All the fishes, they ate that Mahaprasad, they got four hands and they all went to spiritual world.
Oh my God.
Ramanujacharya showed. And then all the disciples said, see, you are committing offenses. They are not committing offenses. He showed his power. I can deliver all of them.
So let's say a living entity, a tree or
Chaitanya
whatever.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered all the jarkin trees. He delivered. He delivered animals.
But
he's showing that.
Yeah, but that seemed like special case, because that was Lord Chaitanya,
Yeah, Prabhupada also. All hippies are delivered, no, Mataji? They all became pure devotees.
Let's say, your average devotee goes for a walk in the park and does his japa, right? So all those trees in that park, they will get human birth in their next life.
If that devotee is sincerely chanting without offenses, definitely it will happen. Because he's chanting.
That's the
conditions at play.
Yeah, that's those are strings attached. We say those are strings attached, big string. He has to chant, do his japa without offenses. Oh my God. Well, now it all makes sense now. No one will get delivered. Okay. I was also wondering, if the tree, did happen to get human birth, it only means that now he gets opportunity to progress.
Yeah.
But he can also blow it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then, and you were saying too that, to change somebody is like trying to change their desires. So we shouldn't be trying to change the desires. We should be trying to change the thoughts that they have, their conceptions, right? And then once their conceptions are changed, then I guess on their own, their feelings will change as a result of those new thoughts. Is it?
Yes. Generally, Mataji, see, now the way you are, you know it is very difficult for you to change. You cannot be in a different way. Now I am, my style of class is like this. Somebody says, no, you should give in a different way. It becomes a little uncomfortable for me. I'm more natural like this. That means this is what I am. I should do my devotional service in this way and make progress. That's all. Because only two people change the history, their natures. One is Vishwamitra Muni and one is Parashuram. One became from Brahmana to Kshatriya and became Kshatriya to Brahmana. So difficult to change. You cannot change the type of natures only. We cannot change natures of people. We have to accept what they are. And then they will be comfortable. And in that nature, we have to engage them in Krishna service. That's all. So natures and desires are so subtle. It's so difficult. Okay. Thank you all very much. Already took.
I'm off. I'm cut off.
Means you are on mute.
Oh, but you can hear me now, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how come I got muted. But anyway, do you have time for one more thing?
I have, but if it is okay, I can take.
Okay. I just want to confirm where the feelings part comes in. You know, the feelings arise from the thoughts or conceptions, isn't it? I'm just confirming that. Okay. Then,
is the what we can work very easily. That faith, na, we'll all have different feelings. Okay, love, Lord is only arranging for me. If that feeling comes, he's a very happy person.
You said it's only the feelings that we can... No, say again.
That is the, when you come change at the level of feelings, na, then you are a very happy person because you know it's all Lord is arranging for me. So that is not so easy. I gave that example. Na. Even if people are cutting him, beating him, anything, he says, Lord is arranging. I am happy in this situation.
Okay, Prabhu. Yeah, and just one last thing. Can you hear me?
Sukesha anadigna namana, Sukesha vigataspara, Vita ragabaya krodha, sthitadir muniruchate. This person is like that.
Okay, I don't know the translation.
Dukkeshu, in dukkha and sukha, is anadigna namana. He does not get disturbed.
equipoise, yeah. Okay, you know, and also last thing is, you know, about, you know, when you brought up the subject of Dhruva Maharaj, and he got that kingdom, even though he said he didn't want it. You know, this has been a long-standing question for me. You know, why Krishna insisted on him getting that planet, even though he said he didn't want it. You know, and so for the first time,
he just said it because you see, and I said no, I don't want. But inside it's so deep, Lord understood, no, he will need it in future. He will feel bad otherwise, let's say Lord gave. Because it does not go so easily, Lord understands.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to make a comment that this is the first time that I've heard like a satisfying answer to this question. Because normally people just say, well, you know, he asked for it, so he had to give it to him, you know. But this is the first time I'm hearing an answer that makes sense, you know, that... You know, Dhruva, he probably just said it like during an emotional moment, you know, but it wasn't like a deep seated change of heart. So, I mean, is that somewhere in Shastra?
I don't know. It is in a commentary, Sapacharyas.
Oh. Yeah, because I don't know how come it took so many years for me to get this answer. Because, you know, it makes so much sense. So thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for this opportunity. I'm very grateful. Please forgive if I spoke anything wrong and bless me. I'll be able to do some service.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your very valuable association today on the call. We are very grateful to you. Mataji?
Yes, thank you Prabhuji for this beautiful class. I enjoyed every moment of the class, and even the question answer sessions were very enlightening to me. And if nobody has any more questions,
thank you Prabhuji for such a beautiful class. Very grateful to you.
Yes, Prabhuji, with your permission, can we end the call here?
Yes.
Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyayavacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha anantakoti vaishnavrinda ki jai. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And his grace Radha Pramod Das Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you, Mataji. Splendid call. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Ending the call here. Thank you.